Hey guys, we have some something new coming into the show. I don't want to say it's breaking news, but the team has issued its release for game week, which they do for the media as they get everybody ready to go. And so what is included in there is the first depth chart that we've had of 2014 for this upcoming season. So this is as of yesterday, the Dolphins 2014 tentative depth chart. So let's go over this as you take a look. Right now they've got in bold no Sean Moreno and Mike Pouncey's names that they're on the physically unable to perform list. Mike Pouncey's still listed as the starting center on this team. Right. Behind him in the second team is Sam Brenner. Samson Satelli currently listed as the third team center, although we saw him today lining up with the ones. Also on here, take a look, Randy Starks and Jared Odrick. They are listed as co-starters at defensive tackle opposite Earl Mitchell, so I don't know if that sheds any light into that situation. Cortland Finnegan is listed as the number one corner opposite Brent Grimes, with Jamar Taylor and Will Davis behind the two of them respectively. And also in this offense, they have three wide receiving starters listed, with Brandon Gibson, Mike Wallace, Brian Hartline just behind each of them. Behind Gibson is Jarvis Landry. Behind Wallace is Rashard Matthews. Behind Hartline is Damian Williams. And then just behind Matthews and Wallace is Armon Binns. So, again, I don't know if we can read into this too much, but when you take a look at this, that starting offensive line that we've seen since the beginning of camp as far as the tackles and guards, that has remained consistent. Left tackle Brandon Albert, left guard Darren College, right guard Dallas Thomas, right tackle Juwan James, and then Shelly Smith is the backup left guard. Billy Turner, who we spoke to earlier, backup right guard, although we know that's kind of in flux as those players are all competing for spots. But OJ, when you take a look at this, pretty straightforward, but also just gives us an idea with the coaching staff how they classify these players entering the first preseason game.
Yeah, it really does. It's really nice to see this because we speculated, and there's been so many musical chairs going on, especially that offensive line. We don't know who's a starter, or if they're just trying somebody out. Kind of gives you a little bit of a base on what they're thinking and where guys are fitting in right now. And we know there's going to be a lot of guys flipping in and out with the first unit, I think, especially on the offensive line. But we knew the wide receiver situation. Obviously, we knew tight end, quarterback. We knew third down guy, but look at all these guys, man. You say that, you know, some people don't look at it. Some of these players are looking at this right now, you know, and they see it every day. They see they get their shots, but they'll be looking at this depth chart to see where they're at. It is interesting to see what the Randy Starks and Jared Odrick thing is. Well, instead of just naming somebody, are they worried about – I wonder what they're worried about in that situation. Why don't they just make somebody starter and somebody to back up in there? But, I mean, it's pretty much what we thought it was going to be, especially the whole starting – you know, everything we see is what we thought it was going to be. It's what we've seen so far. And a lot of guys here that sit in that second tier, and if you think about it, even that third tier with Sam Satelli in that third group, they still got a chance of being the number ones before everything's all said and done.
They do, and so this is going to be interesting. It's cool to see this in front of us in paper.
Official.
And by the way, if you want to check it out for yourself, I just retweeted the Miami Dolphins official Twitter account, so you can check that out, at Greg Likens. If you want to take a look at the depth chart for yourselves on your computers, if you have access to that right now, or on your phones, hopefully you're driving safely and not doing both at once if you're out there on the roads. Also, if you got your phone with you, feel free to give us a call if you want to react or talk about what's happened so far with the Dolphins at 1-855-GO-FINS, 1-855-GO-FINS. But yeah, not a lot of surprises here. And Sam, when you take a look at defensively, it's pretty much the way we expected. You know, with Deion Jordan backing up Olivier Vernon, you've got Cam Wake ahead of Derek Shelby, of course. I think one of the interesting storylines is going to be knowing Deion Jordan is suspended for the first four games of the 2014 regular season. Which defensive end takes his spot on the roster? Because he's being suspended for, you know, failing the drug test or the performance-enhancing drug test. So because of that, you are allowed a roster spot in his stead while he's gone. So you look at a guy like Terrence Verdeh, who many would have thought was a long shot to make this roster, given the depth that is at the defensive line position and being a seventh-round pick, the first draft pick out of Marist in the history of the school's program. Suddenly, he's a guy that if he performs well in these preseason games, can capitalize on the opportunity that a guy in Deion Jordan, who's a former number three overall pick, will be out for the first four games of the season.
And that was the first thing that really caught my eye. I really wanted to see how they was going to have this defensive end and how the depth chart was going to be. Well, they still have Deion Jordan listed as the second. And it's really funny, like like you pointed out, the defensive tackle, Randy Stark / Jared Audrick. You have two veterans that can get it done and play multiple positions. So, you know, they really looking at it like it's still a very close competition, and they think Earl Mitchell is definitely going to be the left defensive tackle. So, you know, just looking at the depth chart, the defensive backs, it falls right in place. But it's a little sketchy right here when you talk about Walt Akins, because they have him as the third cornerback behind Brent Grimes, Jamar Taylor, and then it is Walt Akins. I thought he would be listed as a safety, but they still have him listed as a corner. Maybe that's the way that they're able to get around an area to where you're able to have five corners make the roster, and then you still have an opportunity to keep those four safeties if you keep him as a cornerback, and you can utilize him both ways. So very strategic.
And plus, in addition to that, I mean, and OJ brought this up before, Jimmy Wilson really is your nickelback. So he's playing sort of both roles there as well. So both those guys versatile. You know what's interesting to me, and don't want to read into this too much, but I mentioned that in bold on here,
correct,
you've got Mike Pouncey's name and no Sean Moreno.
Mm-hmm.
Both listed below as physically unable to perform. Mike Pouncey's name starting. Is in bold, and he started. No Sean Moreno's name is in bold, and he's the fourth string running back.
Well, I mean, you have to look at it from the OTAs and quarterback schools. He didn't get many reps in OTAs and quarterback schools, and I'm talking about No Sean Moreno. When you look at Mike Pouncey, he got a lot of work. He knows the offense very well, so if he comes
back,
he's
ready to go.
Yeah, but
you still went out and got this guy in the offseason. It doesn't matter about the work, Sam. He's still, if you're counting on him to be that guy in the mix, if you look at it, Greg, he's really like number five.
Behind Damian Williams.
Yeah, right. Exactly right. So he's really in the fifth
Mike
guy.
Mike Pouncey, he's proven himself. No Sean Moreno,
he proved
really
himself with so, what do you mean? He proved himself with Denver kinda, last year. You
know with Denver, this is a totally different offense.
You know who I feel bad for is Orleans Darkwa.
Yeah, he's
listed behind the guy who's on the physically available form list.
Yeah.
What's going on? No, but so
seriously,
again,
yeah.
That's just a little strange when you consider why wouldn't Mike Pouncey be at the end of the depth chart knowing that he can't be on the field right now?
Yeah, and then you know what? And the same thing could really go for Deion Jordan too. You know,
right.
They're looking at the same amount of time if everything is correct. But yeah, no Sean, I mean that's not a good sign that he's there and on the depth chart if that's an oversight or whatever, cuz you think that it'd be easy to put Pounce as on you know fourth tier because we know he's banged up. It'd be easy to throw Deion Jordan way back, you know, knowing he can't play for the first four games. You know, if it's as of today depth chart, it's going to be back there with No'Shawn. So it's kind of puzzling that No'Shawn's in that position on the depth chart, considering you got the other guy, one start and one guy being a backup at the defensive end position.
You don't think it's weird, Sam?
No, I don't think.
You don't think they went out and got No'Shawn to be a number two or number one,
listen,
number two, or number
three
running back?
That's why he signed only a one-year deal. They really bought him in for competition. They really wanted to push Lamar Miller and Daniel Thomas. I think Lamar Miller is really the number one back on this roster, and you look at the way that he's grasped the offense, it looks the same as Philadelphia last year with the speed and the home run playmaking ability. No'Shawn Moreno was a guy to come in and push Daniel Thomas as well as Lamar Miller, but throughout OTAs and training camp, he wasn't on the field to understand exactly what to do.
He had a couple,
but how?
Tony Pouncey had the same situation, right?
And Pouncey had more
no training camp.
Sam, no Sean Moreno last year ran for 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns. Plus, he had
you have 60 catches.
You have three
Pro Bowl wide receivers on that roster as well, right? You have a Pro Bowl tight end on that roster.
2-9.
You have a Pro Bowl wide receiver.
The point is, you bring the guy in. He's a 1,000-yard rusher.
You bring him in for competition, and you bring
him
in for depth. You didn't bring him in to start right off the bat, did you?
You never know. Well,
we never know, but I know it's still at the beginning of OTAs and quarterback school.
I would say this.
Lamar Miller was always slated as a starter.
I would say this, though. If you're going to give Mike Pouncey the benefit of the doubt in this scenario again, as we
he's the best center in the National Football League. Is No'Shawn Moreno the best running back in the National Football League?
Wouldn't you put No'Shawn Moreno at least behind Lamar Miller at number two, or maybe Daniel Thomas?
Right.
Those are the two holdovers, and ahead of Mike Gillisley. Nothing against
maybe
Mike
him
Gillisley.
And Mike at the third together.
It said you got an undrafted rookie and Damian Williams ahead of him.
Oh well, I mean we will find out. I know Mike Pouncey is going to be on this roster for at least another 10 years. I don't know that No'Shawn Moreno is.
We don't know that.
Well, I'm just saying if he pick up where
what's
he
has to do it. What's that has to do? What does that have to do with as of August 3rd, 2014? What is 10 years from? We're talking about yesterday and today. What are you talking
guys,
about, Two
You
nine?
Guys watch Mike Pouncey every single play. You guys have watched Mike Pouncey every single play of his NFL career, right? And for his OTAs, quarterback schools, all. You know what this guy can do, mm-hmm. right? If he comes back healthy, do you not think that he's automatically
going
to start?
We know that, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. For us, no Sean Marino, we haven't watched him. We've known when he got drafted, he wasn't even slated to start when he got drafted. Somebody had to get hurt. Willis McGahee had to get hurt.
No Sean Marino?
Yeah.
He was like the 12th overall pick.
But I'm saying he had to wait to play. He had to wait to play.
What does that have to do with this depth chart?
I give up.
Sam. Well, I'm just saying with this depth chart, far as right now,
I give up.
This Sam. Is what the coaches and Dennis Hickey feels that is going to be the best.
Dennis
on the
Hickey, this is not Dennis.
Everybody,
Hickey.
Everybody has. We got to allow him to get back on the football field to see exactly what he can do. I don't know. His knee may still be hurt. I don't know.
We know Pounce is still hurt.
But when he comes back and he's 100% healthy, I guarantee you they're going to move him right into the starting lineup.
Pouncey, yes.
That's what I'm trying to say. So with No Sean Marino, y'all think if he comes back healthy.
Well, you're missing our point here, though. Our point is.
I know they brought him in, but they brought him in for competition.
Well, I'm saying that what I'm thinking is tells me how they feel about No Sean Marino. My personal opinion. What do you think?
Well, if it's
if they still got Deion backing up, they know he's not going to be the first four games.
We knew that Courtland Finnegan was hurt when last year, right?
Correct.
Okay, so even though they brought him in,
he's earned his spot right now, though.
That he earned that spot because he earned it in OTAs and he earned it in quarterback school, right? So we still have two young guys behind him that was really pushing him. He didn't get hurt. He's still there. He's fighting.
So we haven't seen enough of No Sean in order to move him up in the depth chart.
No, we haven't. All right. We haven't seen enough. Have you seen enough?
1,000 yards last season, 10 touchdowns, plus three more.
Have we seen enough of Samson
Sertelli? He didn't have 1,000 yards here.
Let me ask you a question, Sam.
He didn't have 1,000. This is the only center on the bona fide center on the roster right now.
That's why you go with that one.
That's why they put him in there. He's the only bona fide center right now. Sam Brenner, will you go right now? We had to go and play the New England Patriots. Will you go with Sam Brenner? Would you go with Sam Brenner? Or would you go with Samson Sertelli?
I go with Samson Sertelli.
That's what I'm saying. They still got him lined up at number three. I mean, because he is the only one that plays center. He plays center.
I'm confused now.
I don't know where your point is. Why y'all upset because this guy's number three?
Nobody's upset. Who's upset?
Yeah, we just say it's a bit peculiar that you would have him behind a rookie running back.
Why? He's injured.
I thought we already stated the case. Is Mike Pouncey. Why is he?
He hasn't shown. No Sean Marino hasn't shown anything in Bill Lazor's offense for him to demand to be one, two, or three. Okay. He hasn't shown anything.
Got a lot more to come here on the.
We do have a whole lot.
Yeah.